On this week's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast, 10 songs to crash your car to. Why are we talking about it? Listen to the podcast and we'll tell you. Get ready to rock out with your talk out. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Moms and dads, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. I am your ringmaster, ringleader, Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. In the house tonight, we do have the lovely and talented Lily V6.
Oh, hi.
Oh, and Pittsburgh Kevin, not from Ohio.
No, not from Ohio, from Pittsburgh. Oh, hi.
That intro music was playing and I got like, I had a vision.
Oh, no.
Again?
That's terrifying.
Heavens. I had a vision. Like, we need to do, like, a video thing to that.
Okay.
You know, like, just quick flashes of, you know, real fast,
oh,
you know, sort
you
of thing.
Sure, sure.
But the part where the guitar goes, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, that uh-huh. should be Kevin going, like.
No.
That should not be Kevin,
no,
apparently.
No, that should not be Kevin.
But anyways. yeah, I didn't even realize what I said.
Wow.
So, we're just getting into it. I'm already embarrassing myself.
Good.
But that's it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't do that. So no. We are going to be talking about 10 songs to crash your car to. I'm going to sort of tell you the story here in a minute about this. First of all, a couple announcements. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can find us at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com or LouLombardiMusic.com. Check it out. Tons of cool stuff there. Free downloads, all kind of fun stuff. Access to our group and getting on our list. We send out entertaining emails on a regular basis. You don't want to miss it. Rock Rage Radio. That is RockRageRadio.com. Download the app. They carry the show every week along with a lot of other amazing programming like Hot Licks with Lily V6, which you guys, I know a lot of you guys really like. And this is one of the reasons why people tune in, because we do have the Hot Lickster herself here in she's part of the circus.
Yes.
Hot Lickster.
Yeah, yeah.
So Lickster Trickster or something. And also want to give a shout out, of course, to our brother from another mother, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson from wolfscustoms.online. Why am I telling you about Chris Thunderwolf Dodson? Not just because Chris is like this ultimately cool dude, but he's this ultimately cool dude who does very interesting, unique finishes for musical instruments, guitars, basses, drums, etc. And so why would that be important to you? Maybe, you know, you're kind of going like, well, why do I care about that? Why you care about that is when you're going out and playing, everybody's got the same looking kind of guitars, etc., you know? So you get on stage with a custom paint job, you've got something now that really stands out, that really kind of adds to the show and kind of gives what you're doing a unique kind of flair. So you want to get a hold of Chris at wolfscustoms.online. Check out the website. You can see some great examples of their work. So check them out. We do appreciate Chris Thunderwolf Dodson and company. Lily V6 is with us. Lily, what is going on?
I met Meatloaf over the weekend. I know, I'm so excited.
Was it like a big loaf of meat?
Oh, he's actually what? More like a Slim Jim.
Oh. Slam Jam.
To be honest, he's skinny. But he was super nice, very cool to talk to. He took the time to speak
to
everybody.
Hey, can you be quiet? I'm on my phone right now.
Bite me. To the uneducated person who put that comment
let's clue the audience in, because
no, wait, let's take a second to praise Meatloaf. Lily got to meet him. Meatloaf is awesome. Lily got to meet him. Fantastic. Love Meatloaf.
Yes, I was very
And he excited. Didn't lose his pants didn't fall down.
He did not lose his pants at all.
He's famous for
his
that.
His temper, but not his pants.
When you know, he's in movies, his pants fall down.
Fight club. His pants are falling down.
Wow.
Eat
I can't
pudding.
Even stand
eat
you.
The pudding.
Anyway. All right.
So, yeah, that is very awesome. And there's some great photos if you follow Lily on social media.
If you're lucky.
if you're worthy.
There's some great photos. She always, when she meets a lot of, gets out and meets a lot of people, a lot of celebrities and stuff, and always puts up the photos. It's a lot of fun. But speaking of Lily V6, my sister from another mister. So a lot of you know, maybe you don't know, we are on YouTube. So there you are. You can find us on YouTube if you want to see. So when we're cracking the jokes that are kind of visual, and what the hell are these guys talking about? They're idiots. That's because there's a video version of this. I mean, I think probably some people who listen like on Spotify,
they're probably super
confused. They may not be like completely aware of that. So I always forget to mention it. And Pittsburgh Kevin has been like, you got to tell people it's on YouTube.
Tell about YouTube, Lou.
Tell everybody about YouTube. So we're on YouTube. And as you know, YouTube, you get comments. And the comments are usually, you know, hey, good job, whatever, interesting topic, whatever. But so occasionally you get somebody who, like, you know, wants to give you guff about something, or somebody who thinks that they have good advice for you.
Mm-hmm. Which I always follow.
And those of you who are listening, in case you are not aware, part of the live thing is we simulcast on Facebook as well. And so we take comments from the audience. In order to do that, Lily must use her mobile device to sort of scan that and talk to you guys. So this guy, I guess this guy on YouTube did not put that together, and he was, you know, he said the podcast was good, but Lily looks at her phone too much.
I'm going to stare right into his eyes all night long tonight.
Like Terminal Stare.
Yeah. Oh, remember her?
That reference.
I get that.
I don't know what that means.
Finally an old one you don't know.
Yay.
Finally.
But I'm just going to stare really uncomfortably into this camera all night now. I hope you're watching, sir.
sir.
Well, she's respectful.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
Oh my God. You get nothing.
You lose.
You lose. Get nothing.
No chocolate factory for you.
No soup for you. So, was it the chocolate Nazi? No, just
kidding. Chocolate Nazi?
You totally like combine the two.
No chocolate for you.
Seinfeld. Nice. It's a crossover with Seinfeld and Willy Wonka. Wow. We're only a couple of minutes. We're only 7 minutes into this.
We did a good job.
It's done. It's over. You know what, guys? We're done. Ruined. We'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
So, it sounds like my mic is distorting. I'm losing my mind. So, anyways. I have no idea what we were talking about.
We were talking about the phone. And
yeah. You know, so anyway, so Lily does that. So that's why she can interact with you guys. And speaking of that, Lily, who is watching right now?
Look at your phone now. It's okay.
Bill Damiano, Tim Johnson, Jared Grease. That's it right now that I can see there. Because those are the ones talking. We do have six watching that I cannot see everyone.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. So we have this wild card topic tonight. 10 songs to crash your car to. And so the story behind this is, and I'll see if you're on my email list, you would know.
I shouldn't even
tell you. Maybe just how you are. Go to lulabarneymusic.com and so you find these things out in great detail before the podcast. And so you're kind of like, when a podcast comes on, you're kind of like in the know. What I'm going to start doing, here's a new contest. I'm going to put something random in each email.
Ooh.
And we're going to do a giveaway for those of you that can name it.
That's fun.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to be doing a lot more giveaways. That was super fun last week when we did the Pink Floyd thing. People were really into it. It was like one of the most watched ones we did.
Duh.
Because we don't care about you guys. We just want the Pink Floyd.
We want free stuff. Free stuff.
So congratulations once again to Tim Johnson for that. But many years ago, 87, something like that.
Ooh.
I was cruising home from tech school. I went to school for electronic technology for a little while. And I was just kind of like, I was like looking forward to getting home. It was kind of like, I'm out of school. I'm like, I'm going to chill out for the rest of the day. And I had this stereo that I installed myself in this AMC Concorde. And I was cranking whatever the local rock station was at the time. And the song Goodbye Yellow Brick Road was playing. And I will never forget this. I come across that intersection, and just as Elton John is crooning, I'm not a present for your friends to hold. This boy's too young to be singing the blues. This boy's too young to be singing the blues, this giant one-ton truck broadsides me.
Huh.
just smashes me. And as Elton's going, blues, I'm spinning around.
Sounds like
in
a movie.
My car. And it was all like in slow motion. It was like crazy. And the song is blasting. The stereo never stopped. The car was destroyed. But the song was still blasting when I got out of the fucking car. I did not get hurt. And neither did the guy who hit me. But it was my fault. I ran a stop sign. And just kind of like daydreaming. And I cannot hear that song without thinking of that moment. It is
understandable.
It's burned in the brain.
It's there forever.
It was just a kind of a crazy. And the thing of it was just a very weird experience because it was kind of like a, other than the car wreck, it was kind of a perfect day, you know, and just the weather was really nice and it was just chill and I was thinking about stuff and it was super fun and boom. So songs to cry. So maybe a song for you. For me, it was Yellow Brick Road, my Elton John.
Wow.
So, but that isn't on my actual list. That's the sort of backstory here. So, that is where we're going with this. So, you know, I was thinking like, as I was thinking about this, it was like, you know, maybe you think of it as a song that like you're going off the cliff,
mm-hmm.
Thelma and Louise style.
Yeah.
And what is the last? It might be the last song you ever hear.
Oh.
Wow.
I thought of it in many different ways.
So there's a lot of different ways to think about it. Or it could be the song that, like, makes you feel like I'm going to have to, you know, I'm crashing and I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is this, the topic tonight is songs to crash a car by, not songs that make you want to crash a car.
Maybe that too.
Well, yeah. That's easy.
That can be a crossover.
Justin Bieber. Anything from Justin Bieber. I'm just like, where's that telephone pole? Where is it? There it is. Yeah, so,
crash. Yeah, I'm on my phone.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Oh, boy. Fired.
Great.
So, yeah. So that was the inspiration. So that's what we're getting. So it can be taken a lot of different ways. There's a lot of like different motivations. If you have, if you're putting something in the comments and tell us kind of why you think that particular song. Mm-hmm. Gives you that sort of idea of this is a song, why it would be. So some of the songs on my list are kind of obvious, and some of them are not, and some of them are just personal.
Same.
Just like personal things. So I'm going to start, of course, as we always do, with Pittsburgh Kevin.
Oh, no, we don't always start there, but that's okay. You got me there. That's all right, but I'm ready for you. I'm fucking ready for you. I'm ready.
Do it.
Hey, Lou.
Oh, boy.
Lou.
Yes, Pittsburgh
Louis.
Kevin.
Hey, Lou. Ludini. Yes. Hey, Lou. Lou. Hey, Lou.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Lou, I got that makes me want to go crash my car.
Lou, exactly.
Do you remember? Hey, Paul McCartney. You remember that time when you were in the Beatles? That was pretty cool. All right, that's dumb. Let's go ahead.
All right, let's go. So I got one question for you. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
What song is it you want to hear?
Freebird.
Exactly. That is my first. That's the first thing that popped into my head, and I think the reason it popped into my head.
I know why you're saying, but go ahead.
What?
I know why you're going to say it. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see if you're right. Don't stab me, Lily, please. It's just a pen. All right. And it is the ending. Yeah, there you go. Of The Devil's Rejects. And, you know, it starts out real nice, you know, as Freebird does. And then once it gets to the end of the song, man, it just goes crazy. So I'm like, so I'd have to drive for a little while.
You'd be thinking about crashing.
Driving, thinking about it. And then, of course,
you could crash your car at any time in the song. You don't have to crash your car.
No, because I don't want to miss the first part of the song. I like the first part.
Except he only wants to crash his car at the end of the song.
Yeah, only at the end.
I can crash his car in one note.
Kathy Lee Gifford. Start the car. That's what popped into my head, and I think it's just because of the ending that of the movie The Devil's Rejects. I don't know about your guys' picks, but a lot of my picks are very fast tempoed, hard rock driven, and once you get to the end of Freebird, it's just balls to the walls. And so that's why that's my first pick is
why. What is what? And now, for those of you that do not know, Freebird is a song by what band again?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Oh, I'm pronouncing that phonetically. I'm sorry. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd, everybody.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you have any other like things about Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No, because that's the way I roll. Lily's sitting here with an encyclopedia of information.
Do you have stuff on Freebird?
I don't, but I also have a study on this.
On Freebird?
No, on the concept.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I'd say what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pop over to Song Facts real quick. Away.
But this this also brings up a thing that we may explore in the future. Songs that were recorded and performed live, they're actually more popular as the live recording versus the studio. And that's something, hey everybody, to look forward to. I bet you we're going to have that in the future.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just on the crashing the car type thing, though, this is a motorcycle. A lot of fans thought that Freebird was a tribute to Allman Brothers guitarist Duane Allman, who died in 71, 2 years before Freebird was released. Skinner sometimes dedicated to Allman at concerts, but it was written long before his death and not about Allman at all. Ooh. The double guitar solo at the end is the same style as many early Allman Brothers songs on which Duane played. So there's a little Allman Brothers nod there, but it is not necessarily about that. And the song began as a ballad without the guitar solo stuff. They recorded it that way at first. Then guitarist Alan Collins had been working on the song on and off. And at the time of the recording, you know, it was 7.5 minutes. But throughout the next year, Collins continued to refine the song until it was recorded to the final cut of on the pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd album in 1973. So they didn't even conceive of it initially
as
with that thing.
Very cool.
Yeah. And Collins wrote the music long before Ronnie Van Zant came up with the lyrics for it. Interesting stuff. So just a little background on that song. That is one that I thought somebody would mention, either one of us or somebody in the audience or something. It's just, you know, and because of the Devil's Rejects,
exactly.
That definitely gives that, you know, it's a stronger case. Okay, Lily V6, what do you got? Look like you're waiting to say something. Not looking at your phone.
No, I'm reading your notes, actually. That's cool. Anyway, my first pick is Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden, just because this is one of the songs that I speed to.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. I think it's an awesome pick. Okay. Awesome
Thank
pick.
You. Yeah. It's one of the songs I like literally speed to when I'm driving. Like I just start automatically going faster because the song is just so like in your face the whole time. Released in 1982, sixth single on Number of the Beast. First single with Bruce Dickinson as a vocalist. Credited to Steve Harris, of course. One of the most popular songs, the song documents the colonization of Americas by first by Europeans and then by Americans from the perspective of the Native American tribe and American cavalrymen. Songs written from both perspectives. Like I said, it's the one that makes me drive the fastest. It's also featured in the soundtracks of several video games, including Grand Theft Auto, which is a car game, The Lost and Damned in 2009. So that is why I chose that one, because that's an automatic. I could just see. Do you ever see the movie 101 Dalmatians when Cruella DeVille's like storming in her like car, like up over like the banks and everything? Mm-hmm. I kind of see me doing that cartoon style to this song. That's how I imagine that. Like an angry face, all like hunched down like this. Yeah. Like that. Only with Iron Maiden, not whatever Disney song was playing.
Right.
It's funny, as you were talking about that, I was realizing that you have brought up Run to the Hills like
all the time. Anytime I can.
It's like, well, this is one of Lily's favorite songs, obviously.
Truth. I try to bring up Iron Maiden in every podcast, I'm so close to doing it to almost everyone.
Nice.
We'll do a podcast on somebody like, you know, Frank Sinatra.
And it will happen. I will compare it.
Iron Maiden. This next song is really an interesting song. You know, I knew there had to be an AC/DC song on the list. The AC/DC is probably, you know, when I think back on it, when people say, well, what are some of your favorite bands? I mean, what would name your like favorite bands? And I don't know why I wouldn't mention AC/DC, but there's really nothing they do that I don't like.
Legit.
It's like they're freaking great. And this album came out and just really, did we do an album retrospective on Back in Black?
I kind of want to say we did.
But this is one of those records where this is a record you can play the whole record through. There is every song is a winner. Shoot to Thrill was not ever released with a video, and it was never released as a single or anything like that, but it got tons of airplay. DJs picked up on it, and obviously fans really dug it. And it sort of became a single without really being a single. And this is a play on the words, of course, Shoot to Kill. And Brian Johnson was playing, you know, he was talking about the idea of the ultimate bad boy, too many women and too many pills. Mm-hmm. And it's a sort of slight reference to Bon Scott.
Yes.
But he said he took the approach with lyrics from sort of Bon Scott's approach. He says the guy in Shoot the Thrill is a lot like the man you called for the dirty deeds done dirt cheap, one of Scott's most enduring lyrics. Bon Scott also made a munitions metaphor on his last album, Shot Down in Flames, from Highway to Hell. As I said, it was not released as a single. And it had a resurgence. Like, you know, some of these songs show up in video games. And remember Guitar, what was it called?
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero brought like a lot of rock so back old. For people.
You're so old. Remember
that
game, you know.
And but so this song had a resurgence because of Marvel, and specifically Iron Man.
Yes.
In the 2010 movie Iron Man 2, when Stark makes a grand entrance, scenes from the film were combined with AC/DC concert to make a video of the song. The Iron Man 2 soundtrack was compromised entirely of AC/DC songs.
Nice.
Yes. Nice.
Yes.
The song also plays in the 2012 movie The Avengers when Iron Man appears. The live version from December of 2009 in Buenos Aires was released as a single in 2011 and included on their album Live at River Plate. So this is a this is one of their most like really, you know what I mean? Like really driving. I love how that starts with that guitar. And the lyrics and the timing of it and the groove is just absolutely slamming. And like, this is definitely like, screw it, man.
Cliff.
Screw it. We're playing chicken right now.
Yeah.
You know, screw it. Who's going to blink first? Who's going to flinch? That's got that whole thing going on. Mm-hmm, Great song. Shoot the Thrill from the 1980 release Back in Black. AC/DC, of course. Yes. All right, Pittsburgh. Yes. Kevy Devy.
Hi. How you guys doing? All right, so my next one is The Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin. Yes. Again, kind of a hard thumping, tune. So The Immigrant Song is off of their... did you like that? It's Led Zeppelin, what, 3? Hold on.
No.
Hold on, let me check my notes.
It's
You're
not.
So fired.
Let me check my notes.
Somebody...
Survey says...
Good help is wrong. So hard to find.
Shut up. Come on.
Yes, it's on Led Zeppelin 3.
Thank you for hiring me. They only let me out of the hospital once a week.
All right, so it's a 1970 album, Led Zeppelin 3. It was also released as a single. So the kind of cool thing was it was written during Led Zeppelin's tour of Iceland, Bath, and Germany in the summer of 1970. The opening date of the tour took place in Reykjavik. Look at me. I can pronounce shit. Iceland, which inspired Plant to write the lyrics. What?
No. You should start a podcast.
No.
You can actually pronounce stuff. Unlike me.
Well, we make do.
But
like you said, good help's hard to find.
But, 6 days after Led Zeppelin's appearance in Reykjavik, the band performed this the song for the first time in concert during the Bath Festival. So it's just such a good, hard, rocking song. You know, you start off with that, I'm not going to try it. Should I try it? Right?
You're braver than I.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But not as beautiful. Okay. And, and it's just such a hard thumping song. Now, the other thing is, it kind of puts me in mind of, remember School of Rock with Jack Black?
Yes. Sounded like Jack Black.
Was that Jack Black? And where they're all in the van, you know, and they've got that song blasting.
Yeah,
and I'm like, perfect, you know. So, if I were to intentionally wreck my vehicle, I think I want that thing all the way up to 11.
Just for the story.
Just for the story.
That is a, that's a really good pick. It is also, ironically, featured in a Marvel film. It's in Thor Ragnarok. It's at the very beginning of the movie. It's also in Shrek. A lot of people were like, it's about time. You have
Did you
four.
Say Shrek?
It's in Shrek.
Shrek the third.
It's like, you know, they've only done, they did two other Thor movies and did an Avengers movie, and not once did they reference the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. Like, everybody was like, hello, wake up, Marvel. Missing the boat on
Come
this.
On now.
You
Come
know,
on
this
now.
Is a golden opportunity. So finally, they do it at the beginning of the movie, and when you see it in the movie theater, people cheered.
Nice.
And stuff,
of course.
You know,
I love it.
Very, very, very cool.
Yes.
Yes. Jack Black saying yes. You're welcome.
And so we have Lily V6.
Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Yeah,
whoa,
I was waiting for
there you go.
I rarely talk about Crue on the podcast.
By the way, I knew somebody was going to bring up a Motley Crue because I put it in. I put it them as a hashtag.
Well, I rarely get to talk about them. So it's appropriate because it's on the compilation album Music to Crash Your Car To, Volume 2 by the band, released in 2004. Also one of my favorite songs, also one of my favorite bands. Originally released on 1989 album Dr. Feelgood, released as the album's second single in 1989. Reached number 27 on the Billboard charts. It was also featured in The Dirt and the official trailer of Battlefield 2042. The phrase Kickstart My Heart supposedly refers to Six's overdose incident where a paramedic injected his heart with adrenaline. So there's that whole adrenaline sort of fast-paced kind of thing going on there. GNR drummer Steven Adler disputes the accuracy of the story, saying he revived Six before the paramedics arrived. There's also a story saying Slash's girlfriend did it. So there's all
you
kinds
of
stories going around on this.
I did it.
Of course you did it.
Yeah.
As part of their cross promotion with Motley Crue final tour and to celebrate the song's 25th anniversary in 2014, Dodge remixed the music video, replacing some of the action scenes with footage of Dodge's performance cars on the track. So it's already correlated with cars. So and driving. So since its birth, it's been kind of like a fast-paced driving song.
Oh, no.
Yes. And of course, we all know what Vince Neil did way back in the day in a car. So
it was, yeah.
That we don't want to talk about too much.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I want to Livewire is another good Motley Crue song to
Legit.
Crash Car to. Yeah. Even I think Home Sweet Home.
That could
Holy
be one for
crap,
sure.
Man, that's like that's total
off the cliff.
Yeah.
Cars diving. Yep. Yeah,
yeah. That, I mean, that's great. Motley Crue, they've got some good ones. I want to circle back real quick to something that Kevin was talking about when he mentioned talking about the Immigrant Song.
Sure.
Two things I forgot to mention. First of all, if you could never understand the words, listen to the Ann Wilson version.
Yes.
You go like, that's what they're saying. Because I can never understand anything they're saying until I heard her. She has a great version, by the way. Check it out. You can find it on YouTube.
Seems
and so what people don't know about the Immigrant Song is like, it's not a serious song. It was written very tongue-in-cheek. They were jokingly comparing their adventures on the road, you know, with women and all that stuff. It's kind of like they were Vikings. And it was like a kind of a joke within the band. And they never really were known as, like, doing any humor. But this was their one funny song. And he said everybody took it like serious metal.
But it's great.
The Immigrant Song.
Good.
But they were, awesome. Like, they were like, no, it was kind of a joke. Isn't that funny?
We've got lots of comments.
Yeah, let's hit the comments. It is comment time.
All right.
Your letters. We get your letters every day.
Our fan mail. Hey. Jared Grease. I literally crashed a car while listening to Good God by Korn.
What?
Tim Johnson said Meatloaf isn't in Fight Club shape anymore. That's funny. Michael Goltz. Anything by Bieber would make me beg for instant death.
Yes.
Bill Damiano says, I've been in a few accidents and I have no idea what was on the radio. I'd guess Mark Madden for a few of them because I was on my way home from work.
Uh-oh.
This one almost made my list. Tim Johnson said, The Heavenly Kid, Out on the Edge by John Fiore with Lewis Smith. It's from a movie, The Heavenly Kid, if anybody saw it. It's a great movie. Yes. It is about driving over a cliff. So, Michael Gold said, I freaking hate Freebird. Tim Johnson also said Eddie and the Cruisers on the Dark Side.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Bill Damiano, anything AC/DC makes me pick up speed.
Yes.
Josh Monodoro, Paul Gilbert, Maybe I'll Die Tomorrow.
Ow.
Tim Johnson again, AC/DC Spellbound.
Okay.
So, okay.
Okay. Nice.
So those are our comments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Bite me.
Oof.
We love you guys. We really, we're just having a good time. Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, LulandBartyMusic.com. Don't forget, we are on YouTube as well. Anytime you go to one of these, like if you're going to iTunes, you're checking us out on Apple Music or something, get the rate and review thing and say something nice. Give us a nice review. We do appreciate
that.
You just have our, right now we're not giving anything away for that. We just have our undying love and respect.
Oh, that's worth a lot.
If you need to borrow money, you can call Keith.
Keith.
I'm just kidding.
Or if you can find him in New Orleans.
Yes.
Good luck.
That's a joke. Please do not be messaging Keith and said, oh, Luther, you can borrow money from you.
Yeah, because he'll probably smack you.
Yeah, because he'll kick my ass.
Oh, do we, well, speaking of Keith, do you want to mention the move?
Yeah, we do have an announcement to make. I was going to do this in email.
Attention, but... everyone.
My whole brain.
What are you trying to do?
I want people to know something important's coming up.
Achtung!
Yeehaw! That's not going to get their attention. That might.
Okay, listen. We are moving to Monday.
What?
We're moving to Monday. Monday.
Manic Monday?
It's just another manic Monday. Ludini. So we will be on Monday nights live instead of Tuesdays moving forward, because we've got to get the Hawk back in here and he's got some scheduling issues, and I'm just not satisfied without him on the show. I love these guys, but Hawk, he brings something to it, you know, especially when Lily brings up Kiss. It's podcast rare. Gold, I'm telling you.
It is.
And all kidding aside, though, we want to get Keith back on. It's a great dynamic, and I feel like it's kind of missing. So we're going to be going to Mondays, and so just check us out. Then we'll be sending out the emails. If you're on the list, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be so big, no big surprise. Okay. So where are we now?
I think it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yes.
Like I know anything.
Well,
hey now. I'm going to go completely different. Now for something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of reasons why you might think of a song to crash your car to. And I said earlier, maybe this could possibly be the last song you ever hear, because maybe it's that kind of a car crash.
Sure.
Devil's Rejects, yes. Thelma and Louise, that sort of thing.
Sure.
Or like that scene. Did you ever see The Apostle with Robert Duvall?
Years ago.
I did not see that.
That's a heavy movie.
But in any case, so this song is a personal pick for me, because this song contains what I think is the greatest lyrics in any rock song ever, specifically one phrase. But it is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band from the album of the same name.
See.
And Springsteen said he wrote the lyrics in his home in New Jersey in 1974. He says, I was just playing my guitar on the edge of the bed, working on some song ideas, and the words Born to Run came to me. At first, I thought it was the name of a movie or something I'd seen on a car spinning around the circuit. I liked the phrase because it suggested a cinematic drama that I thought would work with the music that I had been hearing in my head. And this is Springsteen's cinematic era. He wrote these kind of progressive rock tunes with songs like Jungle Land. It played for the first time on May 9th, 1974, when he opened for Bonnie Raitt. Wow. Springsteen opening for Bonnie Raitt. Rock critic John Landau was at the show and wrote in Boston's paper, I saw rock and roll's future, and its name is Bruce Springsteen.
Nice.
Landau eventually became Springsteen's manager. I'm sure after that comment.
Yeah, right? Right?
Little ass kissing, never heard anything.
First song Springsteen wrote for a studio production rather than a live performance. After recording four versions, one with a female chorus, at the low-budget studio where they recorded his first two albums, he moved to a higher-end studio to finish it, refusing to release it until it was just right. Just.
Like that?
And you know, Clark, make sure it's.
Really nice.
Alan Clark from the Hollies was the first to cover Born to Run, releasing it a few months after Springsteen. Others cover it, including Susie Quattro and Joey Tempest. The liner notes to his greatest hits album wrote, "My shot at the title, a 24-year-old kid aiming at the greatest rock and roll record ever." I think you may have hit it, my friend. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Many of Springsteen's songs mention girls by name. In this one, the heroine is Wendy.
Oh,
he says that these heroines are composites of different women he's known throughout his life. That's what writers do. They write one what they know. Chose this as the album title after rejecting several other names, including War and Roses, The Hungry and the Hunted, American Summer, and Sometimes at Night. So those were all possible album titles for Born to Run. Interesting.
No. Nice.
Interesting. Highway 9. Refers to Route 9 in New Jersey, which went through Springsteen's hometown. Amusement Park sings that he sings about in the line, "Beyond the Palace, Hemi-powered drones scream down the boulevard," is listed as New Jersey Register of Historic Places. Anyway, so there's a gazillion things about this. We could do a whole podcast probably just on this song. This is kind of a fun fact. In season 5, in an episode of The Sopranos, the character Christopher quotes the song saying he was late because the highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive.
I remember
that.
The
song is so quotable. It has I love Bob Dylan. I love Tom Waits. I love Tom Petty. I love so many songwriters. But I think that this song kind of synthesizes what like America and rock and roll are all about. And if I had to go out, man,
there you go.
You know, I'd go out to this song. It's a great song. So that's my pick, Born to Run by the Bush. That Bush.
Yeah, you had mentioned that he had gone through a couple of different versions of the song. I've actually heard a few of the versions, and it's almost there. It's almost there. And then when you go back and listen to what he finally came up with, you're like, boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's how you have to do it. That's what, like, writing and stuff.
It.
Yeah, now I like that. Changes now. Put that over there. You know, I mean, and that's what happens with the great movies we love and the great music, of course. There's a kind of an editing process of like, we'll try that. But I like that. That's how it goes.
He was in danger of being dropped by the record label.
Yeah, he didn't
so
have
he
a big.
Knew he,
his
this
other
had to do
like
it.
His other records are really good. Greetings from Asbury Park, Darkness on the Edge of Town. Are really great freaking records, but you know how these record labels, they're looking for like
back in the day,
they don't want a million in the cellar.
They want
a million
something
cellar.
Snappy.
Right. Yeah.
So anyways, cool. Who's next?
Oh, it would be me. So my next pick is the Foo Fighters, The Pretender.
Good one.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I just have to say this,
sure.
For the record.
Yes.
Like this bothers me.
Okay,
does
ahead.
Dave Grohl know that there's an amazing, hugely famous song by Jackson Browne called The Pretender? Is he even aware of that?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure
Hello?
He is.
That can't be right.
Isn't there like a Donny Iris song too?
No.
No?
No.
You're wrong.
What's in this bottle you've been feeding me? Anyway. So, The Pretender, again, a hard-hitting, very fast-paced song. That's why I picked it. It's the first single from the group's 2007 album, Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace. It's one of the Foo Fighters' most successful songs, peaking at number 37 in the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100. Let's talk about this. So, Grohl described The Pretenders as a stomping Foo Fighters up-tempo song with a little bit of Chuck Berry in it. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear a little bit of my dingling in there, yeah.
I'll bet you do. I'll just bet that.
Not my dingling. I'm saying it's the name of a
song.
Oh, my God, you people have dirty minds.
I can't help it. It's stuck in that gutter. I'm trying to get it out of that gutter for like 15 years.
This is funny. This is...
Better than being stuck in the shitter.
Sorry. That's true.
My mind in the shitter.
Each one time. Never mind. Grohl has admitted that the Sesame Street, one of these things is not like the other, may have subconsciously influenced his writing of the song.
I just
now I'm
going
to have to go back and really listen to it. And you're like,
yeah,
oh,
I know
that
like one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah there you go. Hilarious. But yeah, that's another one of those ones that are like hard-hitting, fast-paced, I'm heading for that guardrail.
Oh man, I just thought, I bet this is, I got one in my brain. I'm going to see. Yeah,
okay.
If I, I'm going to write it down, but I don't want to write it on the screen because I don't want to
write
see
it down
it. But I'm
on a post-it
on your list because it might be
on a post-it. But don't show anybody.
Crash Your Car song too.
If you can pick Lou's song, you will win a bottle cap.
A Corona bottle cap. Do you want me to talk about my next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My next one is an obvious one. It's "I Can't Drive 55" by Sammy Hagar. Lead single and first track from Sammy Hagar's eighth studio album, VOA, in 1984.
Voice of America.
Had a very successful music video.
That's what that stands for, Lily. Did you know that?
Became a concert staple that continued throughout Hagar's tours as a member of Van Halen. The song is a reference to the since-repealed national maximum speed law that set speed limits at 55 miles per hour in the United States. Hagar wrote the song in response to receiving a speeding ticket in New York State for driving 62 miles per hour. Neither do I. Trust me.
I don't even know.
I hate you.
I love me.
The song's music video was directed by Gil Bettman. The video was shot on location at, I don't know, Saga Speedway in Santa Clarita, California.
Saga.
Thank
Sega.
You.
Tonight you're on the loose.
That's Saga. Sega is the racetrack.
Oh, sorry.
I've only been to Laguna Seca, so I don't know. Anyway, the song.
Well, there you go, Sega, right?
But
Sega?
It's spelled, Sega, Saga. It was spelled different.
Sega, Saga.
Maybe you're right.
The song's video includes Hagar and his band being chased and jailed by California Highway Patrol for traffic violations. The video shows Hagar driving a black Ferrari. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I just want more.
Anyway, not that I would ever want to crash my car, but if I were to walk away from the car crash saying that this song was playing, that would be pretty freaking cool. So
was it John and Ponch that pulled them over?
Yes, it was. It was.
All right.
I know what Chips is. Thank you. My grandma and I used to watch that.
There you go.
You know what that means.
You do know.
Oh, boy.
Actually.
You know what that means.
I don't. What? Wow.
Michael Gold said he would crash his car to Prince's little red Corvette.
Google this topic, there's somebody did a list, Parade Magazine or something, and Little Red Corvette is on somebody's list. I am going to go with a, I'm going to cheat.
Okay.
This is a doubleheader because I'm going to talk about, this is going to lead in, it's all going to make sense in a second.
Okay.
Stranglehold by the Nuge.
Okay.
Which I love that song.
Which is an awesome song and pedal to the metal and, you know, here I come now, baby. You know, it's just like everything about it is, if your house gets in my way, I'll burn it down. I mean, that is freaking awesome.
Wow.
Killer guitar solo, super duper in your face rock and roll song that, come on. Look, I know it's probably on a lot of lists of overplayed songs, so I have a high likelihood of actually crashing to the song because it gets played so much on the radio. More likely, it'll be playing if I end up.
Statistics say.
Yeah. Nugent explained the song is not only sensual and sexual, but lyrically it is a song of defiance. Every record label passed on Ted Nugent.
Oh.
And so this was his. This is to the industry. This is the music people love. I'm playing 300 concerts a year and people are foaming at the mouth. The energy at my concerts was unprecedented and remains unprecedented. So some dirtbag at a desk in New York City is going to say that my music isn't relative. Come on the road with me a couple hundred nights and see the relative. Watch the girls dance. That's relative, you dirtbag. So it was a song of defiance. Not sung by Teddy, though. This is sung by the man himself, Derek St. Holmes.
Right.
Great voice. One of the most, considered one of the most grand, like swaggering rock tunes of all time. He said that he's heard from many Americans in the military who have connected to this song. When they go to battle, they know there's going to be fire and danger. They play Stranglehold. Is there a more powerful connection to the most important people in the world who will go into a firefight for our freedom and listening to my song? So that's kind of cool. And it totally appeals to his sort of, you know, politics and mindset and everything. So we're not going to get into all that. I love the Nuge. Whether, you know, you agree with his politics or not, it's not about that. It's about great music. And the other song I'm going to mention very quickly is Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
And this song is actually associated with an actual thing with a car crash. It's in Star Trek.
Yes.
When
right.
James Kirk as
Come on, Lily, calm down. As a boy
steals his uncle's Corvette and drives it off a freaking cliff.
Lily, you got to remember who you're here with.
I'm just looking for your pocket protector. I'm sorry.
It's very cool scene. It's
Hi, Gilbert.
It's in the opening. It's the opening scene of the J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
Calm down, Lily.
And it is. It's a really cool scene. And when the cop says, "Citizen, what is your name?" And he comes and says, "James Tiberius Kirk." It's like pretty badass because that song is rocking out.
Yeah, and, man, it was cool.
It's very cool. So anyway, so the reason I brought up those two songs is because are you guys familiar with the band Umphrey's McGee?
Yes.
They do Strangletage. And it's a mashup of Sabotage.
I didn't even know.
And Stranglehold. And it is freaking badass. It's sick as fuck. It is just awesome. So
it's so sick it has COVID.
Yeah. Wow. Need to wear a mask when you listen to it.
Yeah, you have to wear it. That's our podcast is so sick. You better wear a freaking mask when you listen to it.
Say the band again.
Umphrey's McGee.
Thank you.
And we'll jam it afterwards or something. Right. But guys, I can't not allowed to play it. But go check out and go to YouTube and check it out. It is sick. You guys will love it. So that's why I sort of took liberty there and did two. It was a doubleheader because I wanted to talk about Umphrey's McGee. All right, we got time for a couple more.
Oh,
that's you.
Do you have anything
yo.
Else you want to talk about, Kev?
Well, I can. I have one more here, what I'm going to do here is
stall
while I pull up my Crash Songs thing. So, and I heard this today. That's why I thought about it. Killing in the Name of.
Oh yeah.
Rage Against the Machine. I have nothing for it. I just think the freaking cool ass song, and it's got some like that. Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put that on my list.
We're going to get a text message from Joe. You need to fix Kevin's mic.
Yeah, there's something that's really wrong garbled. With distortion.
It's goggled.
Is he okay? Then gobbled. It cleared up.
Then everything was fine.
Yeah, that's like balls out. That's such a monster riff and sound. And that just sounds like, that song sounds like it's coming to kill you. Like it
exactly,
just, oh,
right?
Okay, I'm going to die now because the song's playing.
Yeah.
It's ominous and heavy and in your face. It's like that song's a freaking masterpiece, man. That's a great, that's a great tune. Good pick.
They're nice boys too. I can tell they go to church.
They go to our Bible study.
Okay. And they help out at the soup kitchen. They're very nice boys.
Meals on
the
wheels.
Soup kitchen?
The soup.
Oh, I thought you said suit kitchen.
Pea soup
and
on Wednesdays.
Soup. Well, they wear suits because, you know, they're rich. And they wear suits at the soup kitchen. And they help with everybody that wants some soup. And then they go and kick ass at the concert.
Did you ever see Best in Show?
Yes.
We have so much in common. We both like soup.
And talking and not talking. Sometimes we can not talk for hours.
That's what people are listening to this podcast right now are hoping we will do. It's not talk for hours.
Why are they still talking? We'd like to hear them not talk for hours.
Lily, talk about a song.
Save us, Lily.
It's time for me to nerd out a little bit since you guys got to nerd out with some Star Trek. So Dragula by Rob Zombie.
Dragula. That's a good jam. I crashed my car. Let's go. Right now, I'll crash my car. Let's
American
go.
Rock musician Rob Zombie, released in 1998, lead single from a solo debut, Hillbilly Deluxe. Hillbilly Deluxe.
Wow.
It has become Zombie's most recognizable song as a solo artist, best-selling, and has sold over 717,000 copies in the U.S. by 2010. So it's 2021. You do the math. Song is based on one of my favorite TV cars, the drag racer, right. Dragula, from the sitcom The Munsters.
Yes.
The audio clip Superstition, Fear, and Jealousy heard at the beginning of the song is a sample of dialogue from the 1960 horror film The City of the Dead. The original single included a big beat remix of the song Charlie Clouser entitled The Hot Rod Herman Remix. So obviously, again, another Monsters thing. Also video games, films, and TV shows it appeared on. The music video shows Rob Zombie driving the monster coach, not the actual Dragula, which I have sat in, by the way. Total nerd out right there.
Oh, good for you.
Nice.
Wow. With various shots of the band members in different scenes from the movies. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde in the beginning of the video, and Killer Robot from the old movie.
Yes.
Chapter Serial, The Phantom Creeps. Heavy rotation on MTV following the huge success of the album. Obviously, this is a car song. Obviously, you're going to drive fast to it because it's an aggressive song. Obviously, you're going to crash a car to it. And it would be cool as hell.
Because your name's Lily.
Ha ha, zing.
Lily.
That's what I'm named after, or who I'm named after. Yeah.
That explains a lot about you.
It doesn't.
It explains a lot about you.
Okay. I've got a last one.
Yeah.
And then we will
wrap up.
I've a couple of just sort of honorable mentions I'll mention quickly. Okay.
Okay.
Heavy Metal, Taking a Ride by Don Felder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a... He was asked to create the theme song for the 1981 animated film. This tells several disjointed stories revolving around an evil orb called the Lochnar. It was a rated R cartoon my mother would not let me go see.
There are boobs.
Warped and carnal. South Park based the sequence in 2008 major boobitage.
Boobage.
Excuse me. That episode was based on this film. You have to see the movie. You've never seen it. You understand why it's major boobage. That whole movie is major boobage.
Whoa.
Whoa. So he was asked to write. So Don Felder, who's an eagle. In the band The Eagles, not literally
he's
an eagle.
He's not a real eagle.
Billy might Altman. Be. He's not actually an eagle.
Oh, he's not like flying around, is he?
He might be.
He's not endangered, is he?
He might be. Well, he was endangered because he got fired from the Eagles.
That's
but,
true.
Felder based a song on a track he worked on for the Eagles 79 album, The Long Run, which turned out to be their last studio album until 07. That song with the working title, You're Really High, Aren't You?, didn't make the cut. Well, probably with that title, it wouldn't. But Don remembered it when he was asked to work on the movie. Hmm. He said it was really... written specifically for that movie, but I used a lot of the track that I had written for the Eagles on that song that we had never finished. I said, hey, those are great parts. I'm going to use those parts, and I'll use this little bit, this title, excuse me, for the introduction, and I'll write the lyrics based around this graphic, and there we go. So I looked at the graphic, said put it together. Fender wrote the song to go along with the opening sequence of the film, which shows the Corvette flying through space. The song ended up being used in a different sequence with the Radar Rider by Riggs used in the opening of it. So, yeah, that is a little bit of a head-scratcher because it makes sense why that should be the opening song, but it works very cool in the scene with the B-52s.
Yes,
you know,
it's a great movie.
Yeah,
it's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And does anybody have any other ones they want to say quick before I name a couple honorable mentions and then pick the one that I thought you were going to say that you haven't said?
I have a bunch, but I don't want to read all the things. So can I just list them?
Yeah, list them.
Okay, so I have Slave to the Grind by Skid Row.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Fox on the Run by The Sweet.
Good.
Yes.
Rockin' Into the Night 38 Special.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Look at you.
Lily liked this topic. She's got 20 pages.
You're Crazy, Guns N' Roses.
You Crazy.
Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep. You Crazy.
When Worlds Collide, Power Man 5000.
You Crazy.
Slick Black Cadillac, Choir.
Oh, there we go.
So those are mine.
I can't believe you did not mention this song. Headed Out to the Highway Judas Priest.
I didn't put that song.
Okay, so I have a couple of quick honorable mentions.
Okay.
Somebody said running. What did you say? Running
with the devil?
You said something running something else.
I don't think
but
so.
But I can't. I said running with the devil. Or maybe you did. I said running with the devil.
That's a good one, though.
Okay.
Yes. He'll run to the hills, running with the
run
devil.
Run to the
That's
hills.
It,
so I thought running with the devil. I think that would be a good one. I think that Layla.
I think that's a good one. I almost thought of that just because of that.
I think that would be a good... Martin Scorsese showed us that Layla does have a darker side.
It can work.
Yeah, and I think this is an interesting song to do. Baker Street.
There you go.
Wow.
I definitely didn't think of that one at all.
And I think that would be kind of an epic.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
You know, one to.
I see what you did there.
I see what you did there. That's the ticket. Yeah, people, now the YouTube comments on YouTube, you guys don't have any original jokes. All you're doing is saying stuff from Saturday Night Live. Blah, blah, blah.
But guess what? You laughed.
Yeah.
Mister, I'm looking at you. I see you right there.
I actually made that comment. I wanted you to look at me.
Ooh!
John Willis.
He has no idea what's going on.
I don't really know.
Poor, that's good.
The Beatles, no doubt.
The Beatles. The Beatles will be making a presence on this day in music. But first of all, yeah. You guys remember a little boy put on his the shirt his mama made and went on TV?
I do.
Shook his hips and they said he was obscene. You know what I'm talking about?
He's still alive.
Exactly.
He's still alive.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Willis.
I saw him at Burger King the other day. Looked marvelous. He was drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's.
Was he?
I don't even doubt it.
But Elvis Presley released what would become his first number one hit, I Forgot to Remember / Mystery Train. It hit the top of the country charts several months later and stayed there for 5 weeks, this day in 1955.
Wow.
On this day in 1959, not 69, get your mind out of the gutter.
It was there.
Oh, dude.
Miles Davis released Kind of Blue, which was considered by many to be the greatest jazz album of all time.
Yeah.
I love when he does that.
The Beatles.
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Tell us a Beatles song.
Do they not know how to spell Beatle?
No, I mean, we're from Liverpool. We didn't know any better.
So, like, you know, corn with the backwards K and all
right.
that.
Well, they're stupid.
They started with the
Beatles. They're stupid.
It started back with the Beatles.
It's like the O'Neaters.
Yeah, the O'Neaters. this is when they in 1960, began their famous Hamburg engagement.
Hamburger?
Yes.
Cheeseburger. There you go, Lou.
I want to make chicken go. If we're going to talk about food.
Okay, ooh. In this day in 1960, there was another Beatles thing, but it's
of course
the Beatles.
There is.
The Birds, the Beatles and the Birds.
Sorry.
Are forced go. To cancel a concert during the UK tour at Guildhall, Portsmouth, when only 250 of the 4,000 tickets had been sold.
Ooh.
Oh, I'd kill for 250 people to come see my show.
Right?
What the heck?
I'd kill for 250 people to fucking download this podcast. are we funny or are we just deluded?
We're probably funny in our own heads.
Yeah. You guys probably think we're deluded.
What's wrong with those guys?
So The Doors in this day in 68 started number one run with Waiting for the Sun and with a single, Hello, I Love You.
I love that song.
Young Rascals, from The Rascals, formerly The Young Rascals, started a 5 week number one run on the U.S. singles charts with People Got to Be Free. They got to be free. People got to be free.
I was just telling you that.
One of the most important days in music.
This day in 69, day 3 of the Woodstock Festival. And do we need to say anything about that?
Not really.
Lily was there.
Paul Williams, not that Paul Williams.
Wait, which one?
His former Temptation singer was found dead in his car. He owed $80,000 in taxes.
That's why he's
screw
dead.
IRS.
IRS.
Try and get IRS, it now.
IRS ain't playing.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't playing with you.
Oh, wait. You're insinuating something else.
Come on, it's the government.
Like, I have glitter on my face?
You do.
That's how glittery.
Lou, do I have glitter on
it's
my
right
face?
It's right there under his nose. Look.
I can't see
it's
from
there.
Under.
Oh, it's a droplet from my corona. Is it gone, Lily?
No.
Kevin does not have corona. He's drinking a corona
beer. I'm drinking
beer.
A corona.
We need to clarify this shit.
So sorry. Change the name of the beer. Dagnabbit.
Did you remember when the corona first hit, people were like taking their corona out and dumping it out because they thought, did you remember that?
Yeah, I do, but I wore my corona shirt even more.
I stopped eating AIDS diet candy.
On this day in 1990.
What? Too
AIDS,
soon? Is it
diet,
too soon?
The AIDS diet
plan. Is that too soon?
Lose all your weight in 2 years or 2 years or less.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry. Most people don't even know what that is. Make jokes.
Sorry,
that's
old.
An inside joke. Let's stop.
We're old.
On this day in 1991, Nirvana shot the video for Smells Like Teen Spirit. On 99 on this day, Led Zeppelin topped a chart of Britain's most bootlegged musicians, compiled by British Phonographic Industry, BPI, after identifying 384 bootleg titles featuring Led Zeppelin performances. Washington is the most bootlegged artist. Interesting.
Now,
the Grateful Dead has to be.
No, they're all too high to bootleg.
Too high.
On this day in 04, the White Stripes report showed how how they were using eBay to sell tickets. Interesting stuff. And funny thing, Jackson Browne sued John McCain. Did you know about this? For using.
I think we talked about
running on empty.
Yeah.
So, you know, John McCain and Jackson Browne have very different politics.
You don't
say.
So
you can understand why that might be a little bit of an issue. And on this day, 2019, Tool's Fear Inoculum entered the U.S. Hot 100 at number 93, becoming the longest song ever to hit the chart. At 10 minutes and 22 seconds.
Wow.
So it was on the charts. We got a 10-minute song on the charts.
That's so long.
How about that? So quick birthday shout-outs to...
Anybody good?
Sib Hazian, the drummer for Boston.
Oh, there you go.
Belinda Carlisi. Carlisle.
I love her.
Yes. She was born this day in 1958. I know all three of these artists, and I like all three of them. Gilby Clark, guitarist for the Guns N' Roses for a little bit, and a solo artist. Do you guys know who Maria McKee is?
No, I don't know who that is.
No.
Maria McKee is a singer for Lone Justice.
Oh.
And worked with Tom Petty and has appeared on a lot of other people's albums, like singing duets and like kind of like prominent background vocals. But she was born this day in 1964. The first two Lone Justice albums, I think, are just absolutely fantastic, especially the first one. Really good stuff. Steve Gorman.
Yeah. Who's that? Hey, Lou, who's Steve Gorman?
Not Roger Corman.
Oh.
Steve Gorman.
Harvey Corman?
No. The original drummer for the Black Crowes.
Oh, all right.
Jill Cunniff.
Oh, Lord, don't even.
The singer for Luscious Jackson. Remember Luscious
Jackson? I do. I remember
that. And I think this is the one Lily wanted to talk about.
That's the one.
Go ahead.
Donnie Wahlberg, 1969.
69? Dudes!
New Kids on the Block. Also, Donnie. Blue Bloods. If you watch Donnie. Blue Bloods.
Donnie.
Also, my favorite new kid. Yep. Legit.
Oh my God. Is this the funnest podcast out there?
It is
the
funnest.
Well,
no, there's no podcast.
For us. I don't know about you guys.
Everybody else is like, oh, please stop. Can you please make
But they're still watching.
Of course.
All right. We're going to get out of here in a second. Lily, any comments or anything you want
to make? No, we were done on the comments. However, I would like to talk about my show, which is Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rock Rage Radio. Download the free app or go to rockrageradio.com. I do not have a show this weekend. I don't even think I have plans this weekend, so there's that.
You don't, huh?
I know. Weird.
I know.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Wow.
I see a trip down to the Hofbrau place.
But if anybody's going to Deicide next Tuesday, I will be there at the Craft House.
Nice.
Okay, guys. You've been listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. LouLombardiMusic.com for some great downloads as well. Wolf's Customs, wolfscustoms.online. Thank you, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson, for being a great supporter of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Check him out for custom finishes done on your musical instruments, as well as rockrageradio.com. Go to rockrageradio.com, download the app, and you can listen to great music 24/7. Guys, just a quick reminder is we will be going live next week. From Mondays for the foreseeable future, starting next Monday. Just watch. I'll remind everybody with stuff on social media and emails, etc. But we're going to Mondays, and the Hawk will be returning. And I know that everybody's really excited about that. Kevin and Lily and I have been talking about it.
Keith.
We need Keith back. We need our brother.
Miss him.
We miss him. We miss him.
Miss that guy.
Guys, songs to crash your car to, right? Super fun. Car crashes aren't that much fun. Have you ever, we've all been in car crashes here, right?
Yes.
Legit.
We all have, you know. Do either one of you guys, other than me, remember any music that would have been playing when you crashed your car?
Nope.
No. You don't remember?
I don't. I remember being mad. That's all I remember. Yeah.
It's always a traumatic event. Guys, have a great week, and we'll catch you all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll be right back.
Yeah.